Swanwick appeared almost incredulous at the inability of Karpinski's troops to respond in a similar fashion, she recalled in an interview. "What do you have for force protection?" he asked. "An armored division that doesn't want to help me," she said, referring to the 1st AD, which operated just to her east, in and around Baghdad. He was also stunned that her sentries did not respond to hostile fire from the villages adjacent to the prison, nor did they conduct patrols through those areas. That amounted to an invitation to the insurgents to launch attacks. Swanwick looked at Karpinski. She remembered him slapping her on the back and saying, "Well, Sanchez really fucked you." He got into his Black Hawk and flew off. But that night, he made sure that a mortar platoon from the 82nd was on her western flank, and 2 days later, he assigned an infantry company to patrol in that area to keep insurgents away from the prison. In December, at the next monthly meeting of commanding generals in Iraq, Karpinski recalled she confronted Odierno. "Look, sir, your mobile interrogation teams need to do a better job, and not keep dumping thousands of unscreened Iraqis on her facility." "I don't have the fucking time to do it," Odierno responded dismissively. "Tell Wojtkowski to get you more facilities," referring to Sanchez's deputy, Major General Walter Wojtkowski, who handled a lot of dull but important issues, such as logistics and other support functions. Odierno's riposte was a classic combat commander's response, and captures the unequal nature of the exchange. He was an active-duty two-star general, the commander of an armored division, one of the Army's premier units. He was the youngest division commander in the Army, and he was physically imposing, 6'5" tall and weighing 250 pounds, with a bullet-like shaved head. Everyone around him knew he was destined for 3 or 4 stars and might be chief of staff of the Army one day. She was smaller, a woman, a reservist one-star general, the commander of support troops. In Army terms, that meant her job was to solve his problems, not add to them. But Karpinski stuck to her guns, according to her account. In a previous confrontation, she'd found that if she weathered his initial blustery response, she could get through to him. She told him that the torrent of detainees, many of them shipped by his outfit, was swamping her operation at Abu Ghraib. Odierno relented a bit. "Tell me more," he said. "What kind of numbers would you like?" She said she needed more discrimination in who was shipped to her. He said he would look into it, and he did, she said in 2005. But they, Odierno's 4th ID, were still the worst offenders. On Christmas Day, she went out to Abu Ghraib to check on the state of the operation. The staff there told her, a bit chagrined, that they were over capacity, and just the night before had turned away a shipment of 7 prisoners sent down from northern Iraq by Petraeus's 101st Airborne Division. They actually had told the incoming flight to put the Iraqis back on the helicopter and take them away. That worried Karpinski. "I knew Petraeus wouldn't be happy," she recalled. So, instead of waiting to be hauled in to explain what was going on, she went to see Wojtkowski. Standing 6'4" tall, Wojtkowski had played basketball at West Point under Bob Knight, and had gone on to a career in which he specialized in infantry training. He told her not to worry about all the detainees coming in, she recounted. He got angry. He put down his pen and looked her straight in the eye. "I don't care if we're holding 15,000 innocent Iraqis. We're winning the war," he told her, she later said in a sworn statement to Army investigators. "No, sir, you are not," she responded. "Not inside my wire, you are not winning. You are making enemies. You're making enemies out of every one of those people you're holding without a reason. This isn't a fair carriage of justice. This isn't dignity and respect. This isn't the road ahead you are allegedly preaching all the time. This is smoke and mirrors, a facade of security in Baghdad. There is no such thing." Wojtkowski didn't respond to requests for an interview.